Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Hello, everybody. It is a What Up WAP Wednesday.
What up?
You have to add WAP every once in a while now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I recommend that. But it's also National Dog Day.
Is it really? That?
Yeah.
Give them a win, dog, or give them a loss, dog. We got a lot of sports action going on. Daytime action, Harry. And daytime action sometimes is the best action.
Oh, yeah.
Got the Chicago White Sox, who I couldn't get in on my DraftKings app today. I don't know what's going on. It's an outrage.
Yeah, I don't know either. I took a look at it. I can't figure it out. But
it's got to be my computer. It's certainly not DraftKings.
You know the benefit of daytime action? Is
what?
You get action in the daytime, and then you can get it again at night.
No, then you can say screw it at night and not watch all these blowouts like we saw in the NBA last night.
I'm talking about a different kind of
action. I was just
going
to say, I don't think Tony's talking about sports.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Big Rico.
You are so, like, flustered by this DraftKings app that all you're thinking about is gambling.
Not gambling. It's knowing. It's gambling when you don't know what's going to happen.
And then he's saying that we're going to turn him into a degenerate. I think he's already there.
Hey, listen, when I saw that text last night from Harry come in, I go, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah?
When there's a group chat with lines and picks coming in, I can just see Tony, what the hell's going on here trying to get in the computer?
I had a couple games last night that were locks, and I couldn't get them in. The Clippers last night. We'd like to thank Paul George for coming out of his depression long enough to drop 45 or 43. That might be score, Paul George, last night.
That was one of my locks.
Yeah.
Clippers, that was a rocking chair
154
ride.
154-111.
Yes.
That's one of those games you set it and forget it and go to bed.
Exactly right.
There ain't nobody wasting time watching garbage NBA, garbage time in the first half of a game, are
I was
you?
Watching hockey.
Damn right.
Because I had action on that game.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
No, the other one. Vegas game.
Oh, the Vegas. Yeah. How about give it to Vancouver, man? They didn't go over easily. They showed up last night, all right? We got hockey game right now. Flyers and New York Islander getting underway in the East. Tonight, Tampa Bay and Boston go right back at it, Harry.
Tough back-to-back.
How about that Andrej Palat scoring the game winner after a missed wraparound?
Yeah.
That was a crazy ending. But the Boston Bruins,
what
man,
a great game.
These two teams are great. A lot of people are saying this should be the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, we say that a lot.
I know.
Both teams are great. The Islanders look good so far. We'll see whether the Flyers can bounce back in their game two. But that season is that series is even. Tampa Bay, Boston. Boston scores late. Marchand, who's just an absolute animal.
He's just unbelievable.
Man. He really is.
He's
what
incredible.
A great player. And they tie it up, and you're thinking, uh-oh, mm-hmm. are the Boston Bruins going to go up 2-0 on your Tampa Bay Lightning? So that's even now. The Avalanche, who are buried in back-to-back five-goal beatdowns in a must-win tonight, Harry.
Yeah.
They gave up 4 goals in the second period. Colorado gave up 10 goals in 2 games to this absolutely on fire Dallas Stars team, Harry. And Avalanche minus 143 tonight in a must-win game,
Pretty
Harry.
Big favorite, yep.
They have to win that. You're not going down 3-0 to Dallas
no, I know.
With the way they're playing
but
and coming
you know
back
what?
And winning 4 straight.
They could. Oh. They could go down 3-0.
Well, they could, yeah. But I'm saying if you do, you ain't coming back 4 straight against this Dallas team.
No.
Right now,
no.
Dallas is the hottest team in all the playoffs. As good as Tampa and Boston's playing, those teams are going to battle it out. They're 1-1. The other series are also tight. You know, but we now know that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to finish off the Orlando Magic today. Is there any doubt about that?
Well, I hope they finish them off by at least 15.
Exactly. 15's good. I'll put it in. I already did. And then we got Houston and Oklahoma City tonight, and the Rockets are favored by 4.5 points, Harry, in this game. Who do you like? It's 2-2. That's a good series.
Yeah, it is a good series. I like Houston.
Hello. And the Lakers can send Portland packing in Game 5 tonight.
They will.
That will be. Will that be another beatdown? There will be no Damian Lillard.
No Damian Lillard. No Dame Dolla. That's the game I like the most. The 13.5 you can get live on DraftKings right now. I like the Lakers covering that
Let's
number,
too.
Let's
put that in.
Let's go.
Put that
Let's
baby in. Lock it in.
Let's parlay that.
Even though... How about LeBron James' unwritten rule of basketball violation last night, Harry? Did you see that?
What was that?
They're up 35 points, the Lakers, right, in their previous game. And LeBron goes down the floor and shoots a 36-footer up by 35 points and then gloats about it. Talk about a chump-ass move. That's a chump move right there, Harry. And luckily it's not baseball because somebody would have come out and thrown at him in the next inning.
Well, do you think
Where's the unwritten rules in basketball where you're up 35 and then you're taking 30-foot jumpers and then running back down the other end of the floor like a strapper?
So now what happens tonight? Does Nurkic try to clothesline him when he takes a drive down the lane?
I hope so, man. I want this thing to erupt into an full-out brawl right down there in the bubble. A bubble brawl, Harry. That's what I want. These guys don't care. And by the way, because the Lakers just don't have enough people – now they're going after Victor Oladipo.
Mm.
And Oladipo apparently will be available. And, yes, your Indiana Pacers, Harry, have joined the fray. How many openings are in the National Basketball Association? No, make it 5.
Mm.
Make it 5.
Nate McMillan.
Yep. And, again, I don't call for firings, but we have people on Twitter like, oh, this is stunning. Are you stunned? Now, the only thing that makes it stunning is they just gave him a contract extension.
Right. That's the thing that makes you kind of scratch your head. But then you look into his numbers, and, you know, he had 48 wins 2 times in Indiana. Now, he was in Portland before that and I think won 50-some games once or twice. Mm-hmm. But his postseason record is atrocious.
Yep.
He was 3-16 in the postseason as the Pacers coach, including 3 sweeps.
Even Brett Brown laughs at that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not good.
And listen, he's a great guy and he's a great coach and he'll probably get another job.
He probably will.
But after 4 seasons and you get swept out 3 of 4 times in the first round, you know, and they're one of their best players maybe leaving Victor Oladipo to go to the stinking Lakers.
Right, to be a complimentary player there.
Exactly right. Yeah. So anyway, Lakers, 13.5-point favorites, Harry. You have to lay $1,000 on the money line.
I just took them minus the points.
So we'll have that coming up for you. We got to mention the hockey. And then, of course, baseball. We had a no-hitter in baseball, and nobody seems to know or care. Do you remember when a no-hitter used to be a big deal?
I know.
Especially this year, because so many runs are being scored. But last night, how about that Lucas Giolito?
He's a stud.
Lucas Giolito. That's fun to say. First no-no, 13 strikeouts, Harry.
All right, now I got to ask you guys. It happened against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Does it count?
Does it really count? Okay, is there an asterisk, a 2020 Pittsburgh Pirate asterisk next to this?
I mean, we suck again!
Yes.
Typically, the teams get no hit aren't, you know, I mean, winning 100-plus games. They're typically...
good teams get no hit, too. It's not like just a bad team.
But it's rare. I mean, it really is rare. And again, Lucas Giolito, he's good.
He is
the
good.
White Sox are good. Sox are the Yoan Moncada and him. They got a pretty good young core there, too. It's going to be down the road. Give me 5 years from now. Can we get a couple team futures on the Padres and White Sox meeting
Padres
in the World
Series?
Padres
finally lost last night. Since
how about that, Harry?
Yeah.
And you know
the Mariners.
Yeah, a former Philly
Philly J.P. Crawford, a double, a home run, three RBIs.
J.P. Crawford, who knew he was in Seattle?
I know.
Even the protesters up there don't even the governor and the mayor of Seattle have no idea who J.P. Crawford is. Remember, he was a Phillies hotshot prospect, mm-hmm. shortstop, and he was traded a couple of years ago. So we got baseball, we got NBA, we got hockey. And as I mentioned, with the exit of coaches now, local process podcasters may have to do another emergency pod. Because with Indiana in the mix, that means that the Sixers now have one more team to worry about stealing the guy. Now, Tyronn Lue is the name everybody's throwing around.
I know.
And
I
he
know.
Obviously is looking at the teams that are looking for coaches. Indiana, obviously a nice team, mm-hmm. right? No doubt about that. The Nets, meh.
Well, the Nets have KD.
I
and,
know, but my point is,
Kyrie.
You look at the available. Obviously, the Chicago Bulls right now are the most least desirable opening, right? I mean, you would think, you know, the Chicago Bulls, that's a job. Somebody wants that job. But if you're a coveted coach like Tyronn Lue, obviously you got a situation down there in New Orleans, too. You got the Pelicans job open. Right, you got the Sixers job open. You got the Pacers, and then you also have the Bulls and the Nets. So Sixers, Indy, Nets, Pelicans, Bulls. Who's going to get the much coveted coach there?
Well, there's also talk because D'Antoni's in his last year.
Yeah,
if they get bounced, like he could become available immediately, and then you know he becomes a very hot prospect.
And he fits well, I feel like, in Brooklyn. With that, the offensive scoring power, he can really get the most when Kyrie and KD eventually play a game together.
When they're finally healthy.
Whenever that might be, and Kyrie's decide, you know what, I've taken long enough.
Right.
It's time to get back on the court.
You mean when he's going to go up there and have guys just like run down and stop and pop at the top of the three-point circle?
Exactly.
And then leave and run down? Have 158. Have a game like the Lakers last night, like the Clippers last 154 to 111 games.
That's a great game if you're on the right side, Tony.
Well, that's all that matters. It's like watching the NBA All-Star game every night. No defense. Just go down there and shoot the ball.
But, like, I don't think Tyronn Lue wants to go, I mean, somewhere like Brooklyn where he already put up with a guy like LeBron James and got his title. Does he really want to coach another couple superstars that don't listen to him already? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He already coached Kyrie in Cleveland.
By the way, too much NBA and golf talk today already.
Golf? We didn't even mention golf.
We will mention it because you know who's going to be on with us again
today.
Well,
the Tour Junkies.
The Tour Junkies coming up next hour. We got the BMW Championships, Harry.
That's right.
This is a FedEx Cup, man. This ain't the United States Postal Service, which, by the way, was 2 days late. Now, I demand a refund from the United States Postal Service.
For what?
I left my wallet at my son's place in Maryland over the weekend.
Okay.
So as we're driving home, we're almost back home, and then I'm looking in my pockets, and I said, Robin, I don't have my wallet. And so I said, well, I got home. I called my son. I said, you know where I think I left it? In the boat, in one of the drawers in the boat. And that's where it was. He went out and looked for it. Mm-hmm. I said, you got to send it to me because I need my wallet. But luckily, I haven't gone anywhere in a couple
of
days.
Where
so
would
he
you
express
go?
Mails it for $26 on Monday afternoon, mm-hmm. right?
For overnight delivery.
Overnight guaranteed express mail, $26. Supposed to be here noon on Tuesday. Guess when it showed up today, Harry?
This morning.
Noon after noon today.
Okay.
Should I not get a refund? It says right on the receipt, guaranteed delivery.
Do you really
or your money back.
Do you really want to take the time to go to the post office and stand in line and ask for your refund?
Do you know how many NBA bets I can make with $26, Harry? I could buy another bottle of Tito's vodka or some more Yingling flights.
Is that
for the
what we're going to do with our winnings whenever we win?
We're going to put it in the booze
in
fund.
A Tito's fund.
Just have one empty bottle with a bunch of stuff, dollar bills in it.
Yeah.
Well, it is Thirsty Thursday, Harry. You know what they say.
No, it's Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
Tomorrow will be.
Wow, you are truly discombobulated today.
You're talking about $26, Harry. I only have to walk a block. You wouldn't walk a block to get $26 handed in your hands? Stacked right there in your hands?
One block?
That's it. The post office is a block away.
Oh, I would have thought you'd have to go downtown to like 30th Street or something for
Hell no. This is an outrage. Plus, I can vote while I'm in there. And there's going to be a lot of Corona bros unhappy today, Harry.
Oh, I know.
A lot of Corona bros unhappy because what we have this upcoming weekend, you know what we're going to have, Harry? We're going to have college football action, yo.
Unbelievable.
Yes. There will be a college football game on this weekend, and every head of every talking head woke shock jock Corona bro will explode today, Harry. Explode.
It's a Titan matchup, too, man.
No doubt
Who
about
is it.
It? When you got Austin Peay and Central Arkansas getting together on a Saturday evening, 9 o'clock on Saturday night, Harry.
Give me the governors. Yeah. I'll take the governors. Are they getting or giving?
Let's go, P.
First quarter
Let's
under.
Let's go, P. Yeah. That's what they chant at the basketball games. Speaking of that, I'll go P right now. We're coming right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here, we got hockey. We're trying to get the game on now. We've been having all kinds of situations with
I'll
our
tell
cables.
You.
We got cable. We have Comcast and Verizon.
Right.
And we can't get crap on either one of these.
And now both of the TVs are out.
Robin, what is going on back there? Why did you take your headsets off? I just asked you a question.
Because I'm trying to fix stuff.
Okay, but you can talk. You have a wire. You have a headset mic. All I'm asking is for a hockey game on. That's all I want. I want hockey afternoon action, Harry.
It's not too much to ask, but now
we're missing goals, we're missing brilliant saves.
If it's playing behind him, though, then we have an issue, right? Because it can't be on.
Well, what happened to that TV
video
that was working earlier?
Something is not working.
I hate to do it to all of us. I'm not just throwing Robin under the bus. I'm going to throw Comcast, those communists, and I'm going to throw Verizon, those Nazis. These are evil corporations that we need, unfortunately, to conduct our daily business. Until there's a way where we can get internet on our own.
Right.
Wait, who has my sigh in there? Wait, that was a pre-recorded sigh. Oh, that's good.
Keep it there anytime you're disappointed in something, just
which
just
is
in
about
case.
Every 10 minutes.
You know, it's right next to this one.
You got to do it raw dog, man, like I did. Exactly. Comcast on Comcast a crime? No, I mean, listen, these are evil companies. Let's be honest, Harry. It's not Comcastic. It's an outrage. And Verizon? They're necessary evils, Harry. That's the problem.
Well, the Flyers in-game just vaulted to, the high twos, the low threes, couch guy, right? When they get that first goal and get that lead.
Yeah, they know that. Like I said, we mentioned yesterday, what the real bet should have been was Flyers to score first and to win the game. That would have gotten you a nice number.
Right. I told you I couldn't get in. That's what really put me in a bad mood today, Harry.
Is that what
when
it
you
is?
You can't get action, and you're jonesing.
When you know you got a winning ticket.
Well, that's exactly.
And they're not taking it, and they say, no more bets, sir. No more bets.
See, that's the thing, too. The ones you can't put in always come through.
Yes.
Oh,
I knew yesterday I set up my DraftKings account. I got all my perks. I put in the promo code Bruno, and I had action. I already made my football suicide pick, pool pick, because they're giving away $100 million at DraftKings this year, Harry. And they're giving you a free pick in the suicide pool.
All right, now we have a poll up on your Twitter page, Tony.
But it doesn't include the fifth team.
I know. That's one of the
issues. Which could be the most attractive one.
The Pelicans.
Yes.
Yes. At Tony Bruno Show on Twitter, if you were an NBA head coach looking to go to a new team, which open slot is the most desirable to fill right now? And he's got Pacers, Nets, Bulls and Sixers.
But
like
of course,
you
the
said,
Pelicans are five, and I think you can't put the fifth team in there on the Twitter poll for whatever reason. But certainly, you would think the Pelicans, of all those teams right there, because they got Zion.
Yeah.
Now, the Sixers have two good players, too.
No, but they got Zion, and they got some nice complimentary players as well. You know, plus New Orleans is a pretty cool place to spend some time, right?
Exactly. By the way, speaking of that, before we continue.
But they got a hurricane.
It's not New Orleans. It's not in.
But Louisiana and Texas,
yes,
though, right?
If you're looking down there, the Hurricane Laura is now a Cat 4. And one of the things I saw when looking at the weather stuff, and this is the kind of stuff that bothers me when I see it. They're saying there could be unsurvivable storm surges.
I saw that.
Down there in Lake Charles, Louisiana, over there down at the very tip of Texas, Lake Charles, all in that one area there. And obviously, it's going to be widespread, but where it's
Beaumont,
supposed to hit.
Texas?
Beaumont and Lake Charles, in that area right there, that's apparently where it's supposed to hit later on. Mm. So our thoughts with all of our friends down there in Houston and all over Louisiana, our good friend Tim Brando, all the people who listen to us down there in Louisiana and Texas and all over the Southwest, where these the other storm apparently petered out, but Laura is the one that's booming in right now, Harry. So stay safe down there, all of our friends in Texas and Louisiana. And one of the things that you have to do, if there's one good thing about hurricanes, we know when they're coming, so you have a chance. And I saw the lines of traffic and people trying to get to safer
evacuate,
ground.
Yeah.
You have to get out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people try to ride it through, and many people do. I saw one health official telling people to write their name on a piece of paper and put it in a plastic bag and put it in their pockets in case something happens to them.
Oh, my God.
So they can be
identified, of course, yeah.
And I don't mean just dying. I mean the fact that when you're looking for people and you want to know who they are and you find somebody and they're swimming around and then you know who they are. And so just be careful. This is going to be a really, really big storm surge. So Lake Charles and Beaumont, Texas right now look like they're in the crosshairs of this storm.
Yeah, now I'm looking at one of the paths of the storm after it makes landfall. On the map of the United States, it looks like it's going to go straight up,
and
according
then across,
to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Arkansas and Missouri, and then bang a right and come right towards us, right up there, right towards
you don't normally
D.C.
Think of
and
that.
Philadelphia, and then go right up the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, and you don't normally think that when it makes landfall. Normally, if it makes landfall on the East Coast, like the Carolinas always get hit.
Yeah.
You know, Florida is always, it's always on that path, and then it makes a move up, and then it always hits the Carolinas because it sticks out so mm-hmm. far, and then it moves up and weakens, and then the entire eastern seaboard gets lots of rains, heavy winds, depending on, you know, where the storm hits and how big it is. I believe Dean got canceled down in Clearwater.
He did.
You notice he has not been visible for the last 2 days.
On the Twitch stream.
Or on Twitter. So I hope he's all right, though.
Wow.
I don't know where he is, but I always worry about my friends, even though he's a strapper, but he's still one of ours, Harry. He's our strapper. In the meantime, 215-462-TONY is the toll-free number. 215-462-8669. Of course, we've got the Tour Junkies coming up next hour. And you know what today is, Harry? Your countdown clock should be synchronized. 15 days. 15 more days until what, Harry?
That would be the NFL, but the Thursday night game.
That is the opening night of the National Football League. 15 days, Harry. That, of course, is when your Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans get together on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I've got the countdown set for the Sunday 1 o'clock games, but that's
official start.
17 days, 21 hours. But, yeah, you back that up 3 days, and you got the Thursday night game. How did Houston get in that game?
The Texans, eh? Bill O'Brien's got pulled.
They're good. I mean, again, think about it. They got Deshaun Watson, who's a young star. Mahomes, obviously.
Would you want to see them play? The Patriots again without Tom Brady?
No.
Tampa Bay and Tom Brady play?
That might not be bad.
I guarantee you Tampa Bay and Tom will get their fair share of primetime games.
Absolutely.
Tampa Bay and KC.
They'll play Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night for the rest of the
season. This coming from a Yankee fan whose team is on primetime four nights a week.
Who's got a Montreal Expos hat today?
It's ridiculous.
By the way, Montreal Expos, one of the greatest outfields ever, Harry. Let's see if Couch Guy remembers their great outfield in Montreal.
Okay.
Run across.
Would Vladimir Guerrero be a part of that?
No.
Okay.
I'll spot you the center fielder, Andre the Hawk Dawson.
No, you got to spot me the right and left fielders too.
I thought Reigns was the center fielder.
No, it was Andre Dawson. No, you're maybe right, but it was Andre Dawson, Ellis Valentine, and Rock Reigns, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Ellis Valentine, Rock Reigns, and Andre Dawson.
If not, the Twitch stream will.
Yes, Tucker 4748 already weighed
Come
in.
Come on, man.
Said
you don't
Dawson
think I know
Reigns,
my old
Valentine.
School baseball? Would I wear a Montreal Expo hat if I did not know the greatest outfield in Montreal Expo history?
And wasn't the big cat Warren Cromartie?
He
at
was
first
out
the
base? Yes. He was at first base. Yeah. Tim mentioned. No, that was a great team.
Oh yeah.
Remember who was their outstanding pitcher, the starting pitcher that everybody talked about?
Well, they had Pedro for a little while.
No,
they
I'm not talking about old
Randy
school.
Johnson.
No, but there's another guy that everybody should remember.
How far back are we going?
He's a white dude.
Okay.
That narrows it down.
Jeez.
I can't
say
think of
Jack
his name.
McDowell.
Not Black Jack.
I was
going to
go
McDowell.
Play action reel right there.
No,
right,
it would not. No. That was Rogers. What was his first name? Steve Rogers. Was it Steve Rogers? Yeah, he was one. He was good. They had a lot of good pitchers. Lionel DeShields. You go back. Look at the Montreal Expos rosters back then. They were a good team.
Yeah. Delino DeShields got a scholarship to play basketball at Villanova too.
That's great knowledge right there.
I think he was from Delaware.
Le Grand Orange, of course, Rusty Staub.
Oh, of course.
In Montreal, and of course, also with the Mets back in the day.
That was Orange Man Good.
Yes, now it's Orange Man Bad.
Correct.
Well, no, I remember the earliest Expo. Oh, the Flyers just scored again.
Oh man.
No.
Look out.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. It only takes one.
Oh, is it Hayes
Kevin
again?
Kevin Hayes. And you guys were ripping him yesterday. I'm saying this is the only guy who gets breakaways. He gets inside, and he went.
I wasn't ripping
him. Oh, he went over the inside shoulder on that one.
I wasn't ripping him. I was just merely saying that
Kevin Hayes goes in and then wrists it up in a fluttering puck, one over the goalie's shoulder. Varlamov did not see that one, and that's not a good goal for Varlamov, but a great goal for Kevin Hayes.
Hayes is now busted out because he
He had a bunch of breakaways. I mean, he's always on the
Giroux.
Yeah, JVR.
And Couturier hadn't scored.
JVR should be put back with the JVR. What do you call it? VCRs that I have in mind. Remember the JVRs? You had the double
JVCs.
JVCs and JVRs.
Yeah,
that guy. As soon as this is over, they should leave him in Toronto. They should leave James Van Riemsdyk.
That's where he was before
in Toronto. They should leave him there, and then come back home.
No, but to go back to the Expos real quick, Jose Vidro was the Expo that I remember playing like the video games with when I was like eight or nine.
Jose Vidro.
Jose Vidro. He could swing it.
Wow. What are you talking about? Anyway, so we got hockey on, and the Flyers doing what they absolutely positively have to do after being completely dominated in Game 1, bounce back. And I think you said it yesterday, Harry. You know, when they lose a game, they always seem to find a way to bounce back in the next one.
They haven't lost back-to-back, I believe, since sometime in January.
So they got some jam in the room today, as they say, as Lava used to say. I want to see some jam out there, Harry. And they got jam. Wow. And people are ripping the couch guy. No sports knowledge pre-2006.
Oh.
Now, how old were you in 2006?
I was in the third grade, fourth grade. So
eight, 9 years old.
Listen, when I was eight, I was watching the 1976, the 76ers in the 60s, man.
He was running the ponies.
Yeah, okay.
Jeepers.
But, I mean, 2006, I do remember pretty well, though, because, like I said, I grew up in North Jersey, and I had Rutgers football season tickets, and that was back in their heyday with Ray Rice and Brian Leonard. Since then, they've been extremely weak. But, yeah, they had a good year that year.
And the interesting thing about this series with the Flyers and Islanders get a lead. They basically then take control of the game and make it really difficult to go out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Flyers, who have been good at that, they're going to do the same thing. And they're going to keep going, and both of these teams have the ability with leads to shut the other team down and to play good defense and to keep the other team from scoring in front of the net. So we just saw an odd angle goal right there, which you didn't think would go in.
Right.
And so, anyway, that's what's going on. We'll keep an eye on that. We got baseball going on with the Chicago White Sox in afternoon action. And as I mentioned, Harry, Saturday, where will you be Saturday night, August 29th, Harry, at 9 p.m.?
Saturday night I will be up in New England.
With a weekend in New England?
Yes.
We have to play a little Barry Manilow later. Remember that song, Weekend in New England, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
That was one of Barry's hits.
Really?
It was sort of sappy.
Yeah. Oh, so really?
Yeah, that's sappy Barry Manilow. I know it's hard to believe that Barry Manilow did sappy songs.
Man.
Weekend in New England, Harry.
Mm.
Will you not have access to ESPN, the Entertainment Sports Television Network?
Yes, I will have access
that
to it.
That game will be on. This isn't going to be on some fringe cable channel that you require all kinds of subscriptions. This is on ESPN Saturday night, Harry. The Guardian Credit Union FCS kickoff show with Matt Barry, Mike Golic Jr., and Lauren Sisler. Sisler? Or is it Sissier? No, it's Sisler. We're not going to Sizzler, though. We're going Sizzler. We're going Sizzler.
God, I used to love that.
All right, the last... You know,
where's that from, though, that line, Harry?
It's Eddie Murphy.
No. White Man Can't Jump.
Exactly right. Let me give you a roaring round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
The last time the Flyers lost back-to-back games was January 4th and January 7th of 2020. And that was in the midst of a four-game losing streak.
That was before we knew that the world was coming to an end.
Right.
Not very
much. Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. Pre-pandemic, Harry. We could go out and do whatever the hell we wanted.
Mm.
Doyer. We go and stop Barbie Sizzler. Who's Barbie Zizzler? Is that a porn star?
I have no idea.
Great white man knowledge on the show right now. Anyway, 2-0 Flyers. White Sox laying the beat down on your Pittsburgh Pirates, Harry. Don't sleep on the White Sox, Harry. And how about the San Francisco Giants? I tried to tell you about them yesterday.
Yeah, they beat the Dodgers last night. They got a walk-off home run, two-run homer from Donovan Solano to beat the Dodgers.
What's up with the Dodgers, man? What's up with the Dodgers? I told you, man, that division is going to be a fun division the rest of the year. I mean, we're halfway through.
We only have a month to go.
I know. Meanwhile, it's not my style to rip the NBA, but I got to address this today. I got to address the elephant in the room, Harry. The Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors have jointly been meeting to discuss a boycott of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. 24 hours away from its scheduled tip-off, Harry, the possibility of boycotting the game remains on the table for both uninformed, ill-informed, dangerously corrupt, and ignorantly uninformed NBA players, just like the king of the uninformed, dangerous NBA players, LeBron James. LeBron James is committing dangerous acts with his Twitter feed. He is saying stuff that would get other people thrown off for misleading, disinformation, and flat-out fraud without waiting for facts before jumping on a narrative without knowing what the hell happened. So this is, of course, the situation in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake was shot by police on Sunday. And Raptors coach Nick Nurse, the players are deeply disappointed that the same thing's happening again. Boycotting the game has come up for them as a way to demand a little more action. What little more action can you get, Nick? What more action do you want? How about waiting for an investigation, pal? You're the coach of the year. Coach your damn basketball players, and if you want to commit suicide and bring the NBA down even lower than it is now and sinking into the depths with all of this social justice crap, you have a right to do it. But you also have a right to face the backlash, because not everybody jumps to conclusions. You're not media people. LeBron James is a basketball player, a great one, and he's got 60 million followers. But what he is doing is dangerous. It's causing more strife in this country. It's not reducing the strife. People are rioting every night. All you got to do is take a cue from a big-time Twitter person. I have people yelling at me for giving opinions with 65,000 followers. Do you realize what a platform you have? I don't have a 60-million-person platform. I don't tell people what to say, how to think, what to do. I don't tell you what's right or wrong. I wait for facts. And the fact that the NBA is not waiting for facts because they want to play this Black Lives Matter game continuously without even understanding what's going on before reacting. How is this going to calm anything down? How is this going to make this story understandable when you're actually enticing people to do stupid stuff under the name of justice? You don't get justice by burning down furniture stores and busting up car lots in a little town in Wisconsin. How does that get justice? How is that justified in anyone's mind? And there are people who think that this is justification, Harry. There are people who actually believe that this is the way to get attention. You want to go boycott your game and not play? Go ahead. But guess what? You think Adam Silver is going to allow these strappers with the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors to not play a game on national television?
No.
Because they're overreacting to a situation that's currently under investigation?
I don't think there's any way.
How embarrassing is this for this league? This is an embarrassment.
They'll play.
They have to play.
Yeah.
If they don't play that game, they should just shut down. And the Flyers have scored again, and this is real hockey. You want real sports? Screw the NBA. You can shut it all down right now. The NBA could shut it down right now and go the hell away. Just go away.
Why? Because the Flyers are scoring
Yeah, because
goals.
The Flyers have scored, and it's 3-0
Another
in the
goal.
First period.
They finally found a goaltender. Oh, boy. Varlamov is coming out.
He's slamming out. The trunk.
They're sending him back to Slovenia.
He is opting out.
Rack that guy.
Wow. Who was it this time? Oh, Couturier.
Oh, Coots.
No.
Right in front.
Oh, man.
And they're shooting from wide angles, and they're getting it by Varlamov. What is going on down there, Harry? How about that Coots with a nice move past Letty?
That's a really poor play by Letty.
Letty. He Letty let it in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He tried to take the body, and he kind of missed him. Never poke check the puck or anything. Wow.
Yeah, that was not – I mean, both – two of the goals have really been bad ones against Varlamov. You know, Flyers are shooting a puck.
Right.
And they're getting down close enough, and there was a wide-open net. That was an easy one.
Now they just go to their
left-wing lock.
Their bus parking.
Or is it a right-wing lock this year? I don't know whether it's left-wing lock or right-wing lock. A few years ago when the Devils did it, it was called the left-wing lock. That's before everything became either left-wing or right-wing.
Maybe it's a libertarian lock. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's a stone-cold lead pipe lock.
Now, did you put it in?
No! I told you I couldn't get action in. You understand how angry I am today, Harry?
You were over there.
I had the Flyers, I had the White Sox, and you watch. My stinking Milwaukee Bucks laying 14 in a closeout game won't cover. And I will lose the only bet that I got in because I snuck in the Robin's stupid computer.
Why didn't you put the Flyers
the
in over there?
I didn't have time. It was 5 minutes away from showtime, Harry. Right, Robin? Robin, let me use her computer. She's working on mine.
Robin's not going to bail you out this time.
It's my stinking Mac. That's why Apple is Hitler. Apple is garbage. My $10 million iMac won't work. But on Robin's PC, it worked. We're coming right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back in action here. 10 shots on goal, 3 goals already for the Flyers against the Islanders.
Wow.
And that's going to be an uphill battle. Islanders are good. But the Flyers with a 3-0 lead are pretty good. Meanwhile, let's go to Steve in Detroit. He's visibly shaken, I'm sure. Steve, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Tony. How you doing?
Beautiful, man. Absolutely beautiful.
And we're just walking the streets here, so.
Is it safe? Is it safe?
Yeah, I got no mask on.
Oh, okay, that's good. You got no mask on in Detroit. You may be the only guy in Detroit not wearing a mask.
Hey, if I get pulled over, you're going to pay the fine? You're going to bail me out?
Absolutely. Wait, what?
There you go.
Are you going to do they arrest people for not wearing a mask in Detroit?
You get ticket.
Do you really?
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
I thought New Jersey was bad in Pennsylvania, man. What's going on?
Like even
there?
Just walking around outside by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. If you don't have a mask on, you get a ticket.
It's an outrage, man. It's an outrage.
Absolutely.
Now, you seem like you're huffing and puffing a little bit.
Yeah,
you're
going upstairs or something?
I'm all right. No, I'm outside. I'm walking.
Are you walking briskly or is that just a normal? Because it sounds like you're having trouble breathing there.
He's stressing.
No, I'm fine.
Sounds like me on the treadmill.
By the way, we have breaking news from the high-speed baseball wire.
Uh-oh.
The New York Yankees have acquired veteran catcher Rob Brantley from the San Francisco Giants for cash considerations, Harry. 228 hitter in 6 seasons. No hits and 3 at-bats in his only game with the Giants this season. Of course, remember, he was here. Well, he only appeared in 1 game last year against the Phillies. So Rob Brantley, couch guy, your thoughts on Rob Brantley?
I can see he's visibly excited.
Yeah, right. It's going to take the Yankees over the top this year. They're another third-string catcher.
What kind of move is that?
That's just because Gary Sanchez can't play back-to-backs and he's 25 years old. Yeah, I mean, those knees are going to last another 2 seasons.
By the way, the Angels-Astros game tonight postponed as Laura approaches. All right, Steve, be careful out there. Catch your breath. Drink some water, and be careful. Next time, wear a bulletproof vest when you go out. I recommend that for anybody who lives in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, New York City, Chicago, and pretty much and Kenosha, Wisconsin. Just be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? You weren't excited about that one, huh?
No, not really.
Couch guy wasn't either.
No.
You know, Brantley's been around a while. He was with the Marlins in 2013. He played for the White Sox. He was with the Giants spring non-roster invitee. And now, but, you know, look at the National League West. We talked about this before. By the way, we have any strapper calls today, Josie?
Yes, we have a couple.
Just checking. So Tampa Bay, 20 wins, Harry. We mentioned that. So they're 31 games in.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota lost. They're 20-11. The Oakland A's won again. They're 21-10 right now, the best team in baseball. Is there any doubt about that?
No doubt.
The Oakland A's. It's unbelievable.
But the thing is with them, though, I mean, they have yet to prove anything in the playoffs.
You're right.
That's a team that wins a lot of games in the regular season. They make the playoffs quite a bit, but then they always disappoint.
No, you're right about that.
How many times have they come up against the Yankees over history in the last 20-some years?
You just got to pencil them into that AL wildcard game every year.
I know.
That's what they seem to always be in. But no, they got a good a lot of good bats in that lineup. The Olsen, Kana, those guys can really swing it. And that's a big park out there in Oakland.
By the way, it's my fault on that. You know, people are saying, what was the point of Steve's call? And I didn't get a chance to get into it because I went off in a different direction. And we didn't.
But we were
getting
a lot of noise also.
He was and I was worried about him. Yeah. He had no mask on, so he was in violation. So the Corona Bros would have probably been out there in Detroit looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe snitches
somebody
all over
could
the
have
place.
Ratted him out. Yeah.
Snitches in Detroit could have called him out. Maybe Bill Laimbeer was hiding around a corner. Maybe what's his name, was back over there? The Worm, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Maybe he was lurking.
I bet he hasn't been in Detroit since the last time he played there as a Bull.
I think Steve out of breath was the point of the call.
Yes.
The point is, be careful when you're walking out there. It's good to go out and walk. Don't wear a mask if no one's around you. And say screw you to any Corona bro who approaches. That's my tip for the day from Tony Bruno, your green grocer. Not Joe Dumars is walking around, too, trying to figure out what the hell's going on with that team, Harry.
Yes. I'm reading this whole thing with Dan Snyder. This is an unbelievable
it
piece.
It really is. I want to give it up to Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post. We were talking about this before we came on. Is there any doubt that Jeff Bezos, who pretty much
owns the paper... Okay.
Is trying to get Daniel Snyder to sell the Washington football team to him.
Correct.
Because, remember, Snyder did the right thing. He dropped the name, right? Then he hires an African-American president of football operations.
Correct. First ever.
First ever in the league. And then he's doing everything they're saying. They say jump, and he jumps higher.
He put
now,
a,
all of a sudden, everybody thought it was calming down or getting close to the opening of the season, right? What happens?
Right. Well, he put a woman on his broadcast team,
exactly,
too.
Exactly.
And Jeff Bezos just turned that pilot light up a little bit more. That water's getting hot again.
There are like 16 stories on the Washington Post today
exactly.
about Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Deadskins. They won him out so bad. And this is what's interesting about power of the media. You know, Dan Snyder doesn't have to sell the team.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, things calmed down because there were some people who claimed that he was, you know, was not a good boss and he was letting stuff go. And remember, he threw them under the bus. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know what my employees were doing. Mm-hmm. I can't keep track of everybody. Now they're tying it directly to him
with
these sources from women who were cheerleaders.
Former cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yes.
I'm looking at the one, Tiffany, the former cheerleader.
Is that her real name? Was she on the side stage at the down? What end of the end zone was she working in there for the Washington Redskins at the time?
I don't recall, but she ran into him at some charity event. And
allegedly.
Allegedly. And he was there with another one of his friends, the official ophthalmologist of the team, apparently. And he approached this woman and called her out by name and says, the quote is, "We have a hotel room," Snyder said that 2004 night. "Why don't you and Tony go upstairs and get to know each other a little
bit?" That's what I'm talking about.
I'll slip into something a little more comfortable. I'll go upstairs.
And she, of course, refused. But she wanted to see if he was joking, if he started to laugh like it was just a joke.
Right.
He was not joking, according to her.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, I mean, remember with the whole Donald Sterling thing and the Clippers, they kind of forced him out because
because he had a kumad that they found that was a snitch on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they got this woman, an exotic-looking woman that was dating him, but then she was basically an informant, and she tried to catch him on tape, which she did.
Who, by the way, was wearing the facial covering before
she had that face shield way before it was in.
See?
Was she Filipino?
I don't know. She was hot, though.
Yeah, she was.
What'd you have?
We were told yesterday somebody on the Twitch stream to cover anyone that is of Asian descent. You can say Asiatic. Asiatic.
Yes.
And then that kind of covers the entire region.
Asiatic.
If you're not quite sure.
This won't get them out. So they need physical tape, you think, for them to really forcibly remove him from the
league? Well, you can't remove an owner unless he gets arrested and goes to jail. Then you can say, well, you know what? The guy's a criminal. Mm-hmm. He's a sex offender.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then you can force him to sell. The difference between the Clippers thing is that they knew that Donald Sterling was a dirtbag way before it got to the point where they got a kumad to go in there and videotape him talking about people using all kinds of stupid sayings and racist sayings.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't allowing people to rent his apartments on the Miracle Mile on Wilshire Boulevard. He would refuse to rent to minorities.
Yeah.
You know, and these are all like high-end real estate spots.
Yep.
So he wasn't – if you had money, he would rent. But if you had money and you were the right wrong color, he wouldn't rent to you. And so that stuff went by the wayside because, you know, hey, nobody paid attention to that stuff. It was another old rich guy in Los Angeles, rich white guy. And so none of that stuff mattered until the woman caught him on tape saying stuff. Viv Stiviano.
V Stiviano.
No, I think her name was Vivian, though.
Was it?
V Stiviano.
Yeah.
Not V, that movie. Remember V?
Oh, yeah.
That weird movie? With the
mask?
The mask, the guy's mask. What's the guy's name in that?
Not V.I. Warshawski.
No, that was also
a bad movie.
That was a Jeffrey Lurie.
That was a Jeffrey Lurie production. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. No, not the Washington Redskin Flutes. That's a different organization, Harry.
Vanessa Stiviano, I guess is what.
Oh, Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa.
V with the lizard people or V for Vendetta? No, there was a TV show called V, remember?
Oh, that's with the lizard people.
Yeah,
I used to watch that show.
Here, lizard, like lizard, lizard, lizard. That was a fun show. And then you had V for Vendetta. And who was the chick actress that was in? That was a weird movie.
That was
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Yes, when she was young. Not V was not a movie that you watched on Brazzers. No, unless they did a version of that. There's a lot of lizards on Brazzers. A lot of lizards on Brazzers, Harry, as you know.
Of course, yeah.
Meanwhile, Ryan Rothstein, very, very quiet today.
He is.
I don't know what's going on with him over there, man.
Yeah,
George. There's something going on.
He's in the background today, like very removed, shall I say.
Mark Singer was in V?
Yes, that's correct.
How about that?
What do you think of the Milwaukee Bucks, minus 14?
I think it's a lock. Okay. I think the Magic stole the first game. The Bucks were sleeping, and they're going to win every game by 20, which is basically what they've done.
They better, because I'll really be angry.
Oh, my God.
Unless Tony's King Mush, but that's me, so I think
King
Tony's
Mush.
Okay.
I gave you the White Sox. No. They're up 8-0 in the sixth.
I know, but no, that's stealing money. As soon as you bet, like a mush, he gets all the picks right. As soon as he puts money down, he loses.
I'm not the
saying
mush.
You are.
This was my first action in my DraftKings account.
Yeah, you're gonna be undefeated.
I had two winners yesterday I couldn't get in because my stupid computer would not allow me to make the bets. It's an outrage. But I may be having trouble, but that doesn't mean you won't have trouble. So just go on there and download the DraftKings app, and you can be a part of the $100 million.
Don't forget
DraftKings.
To use code word Bruno.
Exactly right. I did the same thing. Even though my name is Bruno, I'm still eligible to play. Download the app, go in there, and have some fun. Football suicide pools, NBA draft action, daily fantasy. It's what it's all about, baby. It's what it's all about. Coming up in the next hour, Harry, we'll talk golf. These guys dazzled last week in their first appearance. The
they
tour
did.
Junkies.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And we will give you action. We will tell you what's going on in the BMW Championship. And Daniel Berger may get screwed, Harry.
Yes.
We'll have that update, too. All still ahead, keeping you up to date on baseball, hockey, basketball starting this afternoon. It's Tony and Harry and the whole gang right here on SiriusXM 211 Sports Map Radio and, of course, on Twitch.tv, Tony Bruno Show.
Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Washington, D.C. and Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.